Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and today is September 1st, 2008, and welcome. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. A few people wrote me and said, are you going to have a show? Well, I always have a show unless I'm out of town, so you can count on that. There are some times. I will be out of town a couple weeks from today, going to North Carolina. We're having our yearly Magi Fellowship Intensive with all of our wonderful Magi people that are studying the cards and doing readings for people. I hope you're having a good day. I mean, most of you probably got the day off. Today is Labor Day, and Labor Day, it really is, it's really not like, you know, it's not based on anything except take a break. This is a holiday of take a break. Take a day off. The end of summer. Beginning of the fall. I mean, that's basically what it means. But anyway, today is this particular Labor Day. I guess it falls on a different day. It's always the first Monday of September, but it could be a different day of the month. Today happens to be September 1st. Very, very interesting. And people born today are the Ten of Diamonds, and they have a Eight of Spades ruling card. You have to look at both. It's very important because a Ten of Diamonds can go lots of different ways. But when you have an Eight of Spades and a Ten of Diamonds, you have a more clearly defined pathway. And, you know, anybody born today is going to be very powerful because of this Eight of Spades. And they're going to be somewhat of a workaholic. They're going to be hard-going. You know, but the Ten of Diamonds part will say, well, you know, I want to be the center of attention. I want a lot of attention from the public. I want to be the center of people's attention in some way. And then the Eight of Spades will say, you know, I want to really be aggressive. I want to be forceful. I want to be controlling. So it's a double whammy, like all birthdays are for the most part. But we have people like Rocky Marciano, who's born today. Now, you know, there's the Eight of Spades expressed as a boxing. And then you have Dee Dee Myers, Bill Clinton's press secretary. You know, she was no pushover. I mean, she could hold her own with all the guys. We have Lily Tomlin and country western star Conway Twitty. We have also from the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb. We have Gloria Estefan. Seems like a nice enough person. I'm not sure if I want to be married to her. She's probably got quite a temper. People that have Eight of Spades rulers often do. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who's done a lot of famous cases, is also born today. So happy birthday, all you guys. Hope you're doing well, those of you who are still alive. This show is about destiny. It's about spirituality. I often digress a little bit and talk about spiritual topics, as I will this evening. The greater part of this show will be readings that I give to people who are listening. You can call in sometime around 7:30 Pacific, and I will answer your questions if you have them. You know, a lot of being a reader is not just looking at the cards or astrology or whatever, but getting a sense for how the particular person you're reading for might experience them. And I get a lot of clues from listening to people talk, the things they say, the way they say it. I get a sense of their attitudes about life, how successful they are. I get a sense more of their self-identity and, you know, what they think of themselves. And these things play a really important role in how the cards or the astrology will play out in their life. You know, I did a reading today for a woman who's a Ten of Clubs, and yet she's worked 31 years. And Ten of Clubs is usually a very super successful card. And yet this woman has worked for 31 years in a job that she felt she never got paid enough for, and a job that really brought her no recognition, which is, for a Ten of Clubs, that's like death. And, you know, so ordinarily I would see a Ten of Clubs and I would read their cards and I'd be thinking about their career and how well they're going to do and so forth. But in her particular case, it was about reclaiming her power and getting back to the person that she always could have been but never was able to manifest. Never actually lost the vision of it. Working so long in a job that she didn't really like that she lost sight of her life's purpose and her vision. So I've learned to listen carefully to people when I'm doing readings. Like when you call tonight, I listen carefully for clues, because a lot of what I say has to be combined with you and then what the influences are that I see there. It's not just the influences. It's the influences plus you, because that's what makes it or breaks it in every case. So we do readings. I do readings for the greater part of the show, sometimes almost a whole hour and a half or longer. We have a little discussion. We're all about the cards of your destiny in this show. This is a system that's been around for ages but was only really discovered or made public about 100 years ago. Even when I started, was exposed to it over 20 years ago, it was unknown. It was a secret. It was one of these obscure, esoteric things that few people knew of, but it was quite amazing. And at first I didn't really believe it. I thought, this can't really be true, that my whole life is in this deck of cards. So I tested it for about a year, and it just kept amazing me. And that led to the study of the system and writing books about it. And here we are, and we have a new dating website. For those of you, I made a big mistake when I sent out the email, and I apologize. I put this wrong link, which was the link to the site, but the site wasn't ready. I meant to direct it back to the sign-up page. So I apologize to all of you who received those emails and got frustrated trying to get the site to work when it's not quite complete. What happened was, now, we were going to start the end of August, but I looked astrologically, and there's no really good days to start a new business until the 11th of September. So in about 11 days from now, it's going to start. And we will be ready by then, and everything will be in place. We could have started today, but this day in the 7th, and if any of you are thinking of starting a new business, the 11th of September is a really good day. If you really decide you want to, send me an email. I'll tell you what time of day is a good time to start it, too. There's times that are better than others. If you want to make money, you know. It would be a good day for a relationship, too, starting a new relationship or getting married. But you would want to have a different time of day, because you want to put the planets for love and stuff in the good houses instead of the planets for money. Time of day determines the houses that planets fall in. And to some extent, the moon's angles. The moon moves so quickly that in a day's time it can change from having a certain aspect to another. So, September 11th, 2008. That's lovecardsdating.com. It's going to be wonderful. You'll be able to find people, search for people that are the best. You'll find out instantly, really, who on the site are your best matches, right off the bat. Everybody. We have over 450 people signed up now. So there's going to be, we hope to have over 1,000 by the time we get going, by the 11th. That's our plan. We're working on that night and day. And I hope you enjoyed, all of you who are single or going to be single. Okay. So tonight's topic is about karma. Now, normally, when we use the word karma, when it comes up in a conversation, it's usually referring to bad karma. Like something just happened, you go, oh, instant karma, oh, that's my karma, that's their karma, they must have that karma. Okay? But actually, there are lots of kinds of karma. Karma is created both on a positive and negative level. And actually, to Saturn, the lord of karma, there is no such thing as positive or negative karma. There's just karma. The positive and negative part is what we make up about it. That's the word that we apply to the whole notion of karma. We're the ones that say it's good or bad. You know, we'll say positive or negative. But, you know, I mean, there are things in life that are pleasurable and things that are painful. And we would classify anything that's painful as being negative or bad karma, and everything that's pleasurable as being good karma. That's just the nature of being a human being. But in fact, they're not necessarily negative, because even a negative thing that happens to somebody, something that's painful, could be very beneficial for them in the long run. I mean, it's very true. I mean, if you discipline a child when they're young, and I don't mean over-discipline them, but, you know, expose them to a fair amount of healthy discipline, the child himself, his or herself, when they grow up, will be self-disciplined. The long-term benefits of that could be, you know, it could be the difference between a happy and an unhappy life, for that to be instilled in a child at an early age. We prune plants back. We were noticing this year that our pear tree produced a lot more pears, and we realized it's probably because we pruned it back some. I'll cut some dead branches and branches that didn't look too healthy, and the plant produced more. This happened actually to all of our fruit trees, which we pruned. Now, the pruning process may be considered a painful process to the plant if they had a say-so about it, but it had a great result. So this is life. Now, but in an astrological chart and even in a card, there's a karmic. Your card or your chart is a map of your karma. It tells, you know, like, where do you have an accumulation of negative and positive karma? I did a reading for a woman just a few days ago, and she had her two best planets, which our two best planets are Venus and Jupiter. They are indicators of positive karma. She had both of those in Scorpio, and I looked at that and I said to her, people just give you money. And she said, you're right, they just give me money. Because we have Jupiter or Venus in Scorpio, either one. There's going to be certain people you meet in your lifetime who you gave money to in a past lifetime. You were very generous. You gave money away. You helped them. And now they want to come back and give it to you. They want to give it back to you. So she had been given, like, she said, yeah, I'll do a reading that's only cost $100 and they'll give me $500 instead. And other things. Somebody gave her a brand new car and all kinds of things. And that's the story of her life. And she would tend also with those two planets to marry somebody who's wealthy and wants to give money to her. So in astrology, we generally look at Jupiter and Venus to be the signs of good karma. So what that means is it's something where we helped others before, had a positive impact on them by giving something. And as a result, we have this gift in this lifetime. Things come easy to us. And every Jupiter sign is a good one, even the ones that aren't considered to be the best signs in a normal sense. It's funny because I have Jupiter in Gemini. Now, Jupiter in Gemini is not considered to be the greatest sign for Jupiter itself because it's opposite Sagittarius, which is Jupiter's ruling sign. It rules the sign of Sagittarius. So in astrology, the sign that's opposite the ruling sign is considered to be in fall, which is weakened. So there's a negative aspect of a certain degree when you have Jupiter in Gemini. But I get all kinds of positive benefits from Jupiter in Gemini. For example, good luck with publishing books. I've had very good fortune with publishing books and with writing Jupiter in Gemini. The other thing is I have good luck with the cars. And I notice when I'm driving, this may sound a little funny, but when I drive, I always seem to get in and out of traffic. Like, I have good luck with traffic. I'm able to get in and out of traffic and get through traffic situations and make my way without much of a hassle. I mean, I've almost come to expect it. I've almost come to expect that it's always going to be easy and things will open up. It's like I expect the traffic to kind of part like the Red Sea and let me through because it happens so frequently. I also have overall really good karma with purchasing cars. I end up getting good deals on cars and I get cars that I like. So wherever your Jupiter is in your natal chart, and if you don't know that, it would be worth it to look it up. Go to astro.com, for example, where you can get a free chart done of, you know, and just put in your birth information there. And it'll tell you what sign Jupiter's in. And Jupiter is also in a house, too. And the house position will also show you another. And usually they're different. Usually the house position is different than the sign. See, every sign actually rules a house natally. It's a long story, but basically, you get, most of the time, you get two blessings from Jupiter. You get a blessing from the sign and a blessing from the house. And so you get a double blessing right there. Then you look at Venus. Well, Venus is also. And certain signs of Venus just guarantee, like if you have Venus in Libra, or if you have Venus in the seventh house, you're going to have a good marriage in this lifetime. It's guaranteed. You're absolutely going to have it. Now, you may not have it your first marriage. You know, you might get married once and not be the right one, but you're definitely going to have it in your lifetime. It's a promise. It's a good karma. So we look at the chart for these indications. Even your sun sign is actually a sign of good karma. I've written about this in my newsletter somewhere, I don't remember where, back in the early days, probably one of the earlier Visions volumes has it, but I talk about the gift of the sun sign. Every sun sign is an immense gift. The sun is the most benefic of all the planets. It's not a planet, but it's one of the things we chart in the astrological chart. It's the most beneficial. For example, if you are a Sagittarian, you have the gift of honesty. It's just so abundant in you that you can't even hold it back if you want to. You know, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for a Sagittarian to be dishonest because of this abundance of that. Now, having the sun in Sag has other benefits, too, because it's ruled by Jupiter, the most beneficial planet. So Sagittarians get kind of a good luck in lots of things. But the basic thing is this gift of honesty. And it came from past lives when their being honest actually helped other people in their life. You can almost infer from your sun sign what you did in a past life that helped other people, like Cancers are nurturing. So Cancers have a gift of nurturing. I'm a Cancer. So we must have nurtured others in the past and helped them. And by doing so, we accumulated the good karma of naturally nurturing people in this lifetime. This comes natural. It's hard not to. I mean, when I see animals or young kids, I just want to feed them, take care of them. I'm constantly feeding people. If I'm around groups, I want to cook. Like I usually cook at our fellowship intensive. I like to cook dinner. I like to cook pancakes for breakfast and different things that I enjoy eating as part of like my giving. That's a Cancer thing, to give food and to cook and all those things. If you're an Aries, you have the sign of bravery. You're so brave, you're kind of reckless in your bravery. You'll do things other people think are dangerous or crazy. So every sun sign has this. Leo has the gift of leadership. There's a lot. Every sign has that. I'm not going to go through all the signs tonight, but I just wanted to mention to you. So you have the sun, and you have Venus, and you have Jupiter, all being these benefactors in your chart. And then you have in the cards. In the cards, you have lots of indicators of good karma. For example, you have your Jupiter card, for example, in your life spread. If you haven't looked that up, you should look at it because this is where things come to you. This is where things come. And I remember the Jupiter period of life begins when you turn 39. From 39 to 52 are the Jupiter years of your life. I remember when I turned 39 is when I really solidified myself in this work with the cards, and that's when I really started to make money. I started to actually make money at it. I think what happened was I got really clear. I knew what I wanted to do, and I became committed to it. And at that point, everything started to open up for me. I was clear. I wasn't seeking anymore. I had found what I was looking for. I was no longer searching for what is the career for me. So your Jupiter card can tell you a lot. It's where things come easy to you. For example, Nine of Diamonds people, they have a Jack of Diamonds in Jupiter and their life spread. Now, if they need money, they can always make money by what? By doing Jack of Diamonds stuff, which is what? Selling. And a lot of Nine of Diamonds will tell you that they were great, made a lot of money in sales. Now, they may not choose sales as a career, ultimately, but they know they can always make money at sales anytime they want. It's a gift they have. And, you know, a lot of them forget that. They forget. Like, they get into a situation where they lost some money or something, and they forgot that they have this gift there that they can draw upon anytime they want and could go back to for a short period of time and make a lot of money at it. And that's their gift of sales. So every card has something in Jupiter. Everybody has a card in Jupiter, which is where things come easy to you and where you can actually make money too. So the Jupiter card is a blessing. Another blessing in our cards is the second karma card. Now that's also given in the love cards book. It's the karma card that I say that owes you if there's a relationship with them. Somebody owes somebody else. So for example, if you are a three of spades, and this is very interesting, because if you're a three of spades birth card, the karma card that owes you is a jack of diamonds. There's the same card I mentioned for the nine of diamonds. Well, the three of spades benefits from the jack of diamonds just like the nine of diamonds does. The three of spades, this is why they can be such successful artists, you see. They're very artistic, three of spades people. But they also have this jack of diamonds giving them the ability to sell their art, which is, this is what you need, you know. If you want to be really good at something, if you want to be good at art, you got to not just be able to make the art, you have to be able to promote yourself and sell yourself as an artist. I mean, Picasso was enormously successful, one of the most prolific artists in history. I don't know what his card was, actually. I was thinking of this famous preacher that I know who's a three of spades, and he teaches about prosperity, and he makes zillions of dollars, and he teaches prosperity, and he's a three of spades. But I can see that what makes him so effective is the way that he can sell the ideas. He's just a promoter, and he's really taking advantage of his gift, of that second karma card. So if you haven't looked up your cards lately, it's really good to look at your Jupiter card and get to know that a little bit. This is where good stuff comes from. Also look at your second karma card. Now, another card that benefits us is the Venus card, because Venus is the other benefic planet. There's two benefic planets, Jupiter and Venus. Jupiter is called the greater benefic. Venus is called the minor. But still, it's good. It's not as strong as Jupiter, but it's still good. You know, I noticed that I have a three of clubs in Venus in my life spread. So I'm a queen of diamonds. We have a three of clubs in Venus. Well, three of clubs in Venus is what gives me writing ability. And creative, you know. I've written songs. I've written some really nice songs in my life. Some really beautiful songs. I mean, you've only heard the ones maybe on Bhakti Rock, but I've written a lot of other, like, love songs and spiritual songs that are, I think, really, really nice. I mean, I've got a lot of good feedback from them, let's put it that way. So this Three of Clubs in Venus gives writing ability, composing, and ideas in the artistic sense. I've been a successful jewelry designer in my past. I've played in lots of bands. I've done a lot of artistic things. That Three of Clubs in Venus is a definite help there for me. So now we have lots of good karma to look at. We have, first of all, our Sun and Jupiter and Venus in our astrology chart to be aware of. Then we have, in our cards, we have our Venus card, our Jupiter card, and our second karma card. And there's one more. There's actually one more. And, you could have other good cards, too, because any cards that you have that are powerful in any position help you. I mean, the King of Diamonds, for example, they have in Saturn, which is considered the most difficult position, they have an Eight of Clubs there. If you have an Eight of Clubs in Saturn, you're able to overcome things with the power of your mind. So this is considered good karma. Even though it's a Saturn card, they can focus their mind and overcome problems. That's good karma. So there are other card positions that can give you good karma if the cards located there are very powerful. But the other card that we all have that brings us good karma is the cosmic reward or result card for life. You have to look and see what yours is. It's the one after the Pluto card. And earlier in life, we don't usually experience it as a blessing. And in the earlier parts of our life, that card is experienced as part of the Pluto, as part of the challenge in life. But as we get past 45, that card becomes a blessing more and more and more in our life. So you can look at that cosmic reward or result card as another indicator of your good karma. Very important. Take a look and see. Sometimes it's a person. It's not uncommon. It happens a lot that people end up with the person that is their cosmic reward card in a relationship that was the most fulfilling. It's one of the more powerful relationship connections for finding the person you were destined to be with or somebody who was the best connection for you. After you go through a few challenges through your Pluto card and learn what it is that stands between you and your happiness in relationship, then that cosmic reward card can pay off, and sometimes it's a person. So you never know what will happen in life. So here you have all these indicators of good karma. And again, even in Saturn, good cards can be very good. Like if you look at the Six of Spades, the Six of Clubs. This is the reason I call the Six of Clubs the most fortunate card in the deck, is because they have so many good cards in every position. They have, starting with the Venus card, they have a Queen of Hearts, which is the card of a successful, happy marriage and a happy love life and a happy sexual life. A lot of sexual pleasure in the Six of Clubs life. Then they have in Mars, Ten of Clubs. Like it's a super card for like really, really going after things and going big, because the Ten of Clubs sits in the crown line. So they're going to go after it in a big way. They're not going to go for small stuff. So in their careers and stuff, and if they get into a legal battle, they usually win through the power of knowledge. They have a lot of power in legal matters. Then in Jupiter, they have an Eight of Diamonds. Well, geez, that's a great card to have in Jupiter for finances. They can make significant amounts of money in their lifetime. They're usually never broke or, down and out. I mean, I have seen a few. Don't get me wrong. There are exceptions. There are those who never reach their potential, but I'd say the greater percentage of them, I'd say probably 75% or more of them, Six of Clubs people, attain great things in their lifetime. Finally, even in Saturn, they have a King of Spades, the most powerful card in the deck. I mean, that's like, okay, that's very, very good fortune to have. Now, I'm not saying their life is perfect. Every card has got their share of a burden to carry and challenges. But when you look at the cards of all the life spreads, this has got to be one of the best that there is. I think the other really good one is the Eight of Clubs. The Eight of Clubs, which has all even-numbered cards in its life spread, and has a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter, a Ten of Hearts in Mars, and a Four of Spades in Venus. These are all really good cards, too. And so here it is, all this good karma. And, it's very interesting. As much as you can say that some people have a lot of good karma, you'll find that it doesn't have anything to do with their level of happiness. I mean, we all have good karma. The question is, are we actually paying attention to it? Do we really even appreciate? Have you met somebody who they got this something really great, and you can tell they don't even appreciate what they have. Like they might have a beautiful gift, a talent of some kind, or they might have a great relationship, or they might have a great job, or even something on a material level. But you can just tell they're almost they just take it for granted. They don't really even take time to appreciate. So you can have the best and most wonderful karma in the world, and then you don't appreciate it in this lifetime. You sort of take it for granted or have an expectation. And then you come back next lifetime, and you have to pay off that karma. And that karma would have you wanting things all the time and not being able to have them. Because what happens in astrology is when you have a retrograde planet in your chart, which a lot of us do, most people actually have at least one. Some people have as many as six or seven. Each of those retrograde planets represents something that we had before in a former life and either didn't appreciate or we misused it somehow. Usually, though, it's just about appreciation. Usually that thing that planet represents. For example, I've seen clients that have really powerful planets in career positions, and yet the planet was retrograde at birth. And so they're always saying, why don't I have a great career? And they always want another career. They want a career, but they can't have it. But see, that wanting of that career and not being able to have it, that yearning for it, balances out having had that career before and not paying attention to it, not appreciating it, taking it for granted. That's the way karma works. So we create karma every single day of our life. You can bet that's true. We create small karmas that we end up experiencing the consequences of in a relatively short period of time. And we create other karmas that are more long-term that we'll probably have to come back and have as a big issue in another lifetime in order to fulfill. So you can know that, you know, any time you give of yourself to other people and help others, that there is a good karma created for it, almost no matter what, why you did it. I don't think your intention is actually going to affect your karma, because karma doesn't have any, it doesn't have any judgments associated with it. It doesn't have any qualifications. It doesn't have any, like, it doesn't say, well, you have to have done something good and be thinking the right thoughts when you did it. It just is simple law of cause and effect. You do good and you receive good. You do bad and you receive bad. And I don't mean bad, but that's the word we usually use. Oh, that's some bad karma coming down the pike. That guy must have had some bad karma. That's how we talk about it. Or good karma. Most people don't talk about good karma, mostly just bad karma. But this is how it all works. So, you know, it's not that you could sit around here. I've seen people that, like, they're all about, like, well, I wouldn't do that. That would create bad karma. They're so concerned about karma. And yet, they're ignoring some obvious stuff right in front of their face. So I hope you're not one of those people. Okay, well, that concludes my discussion tonight about karma. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe tonight, as we do the readings for anyone who calls in, we'll take a look at your karma. Maybe you can ask me about your karma. If you choose, I'd be happy to take a look for you. I might be able to say something brief about your karma. Just be sure and mention it to me when you call in. I might look in your astrology as well as your cards for some kind of indicator, just to give you a little piece of what's available to you. Okay? That'll be our little theme tonight. So we're going to take a break now. We're going to listen to a song off my CD, Bhakti Rock. We're going to listen to Krishna, Hare Krishna, one that's been done by a lot of different people. I originally heard it like 20 years ago, the Hare Krishna. I was at a Hare Krishna temple when they did it. It was so powerful that we decided to start singing it in our ashram. And I've heard Krishna Das do it on one of his CDs, and other people have recorded it. I think it was actually written, though, by a Hare Krishna person. We're going to listen to that. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. All the lines are open, and feel free to call in the next couple of minutes. And we'll be right back, and we'll do some readings. Be right back. Welcome back, everyone. That was Krishna Hare Krishna. I hope you enjoyed that. I really like that chant. It's really just kind of grounding, I think. I love it. Anyway, now we have a couple of people on the line. There are at least one line open. We're talking to Patty, who was born January 31st, 1957. Are you there, Patty?
Yes.
How are you, Patty?
I'm good. How are you? Enjoy your books and your show.
Oh, thank you. And where are you calling from tonight?
From Wisconsin.
Oh, how's the weather up there?
It's been a great Labor Day weekend, actually. We've had great weather, 80 degrees and sunny every day.
Good for you.
I think it's a first.
Excellent, excellent. So what's on your mind this evening? Do you have a question for me?
I enjoy your books, and I enjoy trying to figure everything out, what's going on, you know, week by week, month by month, year by year.
Sure.
I guess I wanted to look at my karma. I'm involved with an Ace of Diamonds, 12659.
Well, what's his birthday?
January 26th.
Oh, 26th. Okay.
59.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, from what I've studied and looked at the books, it seems we have a good, strong relationship, but I don't know what that connection is karmically. I guess if you could explain that to me.
Well, you don't have a particular karmic connection with that birthday that I can see. You're both Aquarians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's two cards called karma cards that each of us have.
Yes.
And yours are the Queen of Hearts and the Six of Diamonds. So that's not his cards, you see. He's
right.
The Ace of Diamonds, Seven of Clubs. You do have a past life Venus connection with him, however.
Okay. So one owes something to the other.
No, it's not an owing situation. It's just a love connection from the past.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like I'm sure that when you first met, you felt like you already knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
On some level, you felt like, you know, there was a familiarity there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Nine of Clubs, and that's the kind of relationships that you're most attracted to.
Okay.
You like the ones where you feel like some sort of magical past life connection. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're attracted to. Now, I don't know this guy. Ace of Diamonds is known to be difficult for commitment.
Mm-hmm.
For most,
I don't feel that with. Yeah, I don't feel that at all with this. But it's difficult for him to find a path right now as far as feeling his professional life.
Well, was he in between like careers or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's important. I mean, Ace of Diamonds will never feel good if they're not doing something really good with their career.
Uh-huh.
It's just the nature of that card. They have to be, it's all about their work, you know. Their life is about their work in a big way.
Yes, and I'm the opposite. I'm a workaholic.
You're a workaholic? That's opposite of him? What's opposite?
Absolutely.
What part of it's opposite? I don't get it. Is he lazy?
I love to work, but right now they're more of the retirement, you know, feeling, I think.
For you or for him?
For him.
Oh, I see. But you said it was a problem, though. I don't get it.
Well, I feel
for
like
him,
I probably do too much, you know what I mean? And I should relax more. And I guess that's maybe the lesson I'm learning, that maybe I need to lay back and relax a little more from him, I'm sure, but...
Is your Four of Clubs ruling card, which is, that's where you get that tendency from. You don't get that from your Nine of Clubs. That's a Four of Clubs thing. They're workers. They're workers, workers, workers.
Yes.
So how long have you guys been together?
About a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And are you feeling like this is the one for you?
I guess I do feel like that. I always felt like it's sort of looking for love and always wanting to be in love with love, but this feels good to me at this point.
Well, that sounds good then.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good.
Am I always destined to work this hard though?
Well, I think there's going to be some challenges come. I think, actually, you're in your Saturn period right now. You just started
okay.
it. Okay. And his card is showing up there.
Okay.
With four spades. But it kind of looks like you guys settling down
mm-hmm.
together. But there's something else going on that's going to make it challenging, but not overly challenging.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm up for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You sound so optimistic. And this is a good year for you to travel or to change careers. I don't know what you
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know if you're planning anything like that, but it's certainly highlighted here in your cards as a good thing.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah, if you decided to change in that regard, it would definitely be a benefit, positive.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. Thank you
and
so
Patty,
much.
Your
Have a great night.
Relationship, some of your best karma comes in the area of relationships in this lifetime.
It does.
Mm-hmm. You've had good marriage in your life before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it lasted forever, but you've had good. Because your Jupiter is in the sign of marriage.
Okay. I didn't realize that, but
I'm sharing that with people tonight. Just a little.
Oh, that's yeah. I've been sort of taking notes on that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So yours shows up in the sign area of marriage.
Okay.
Relationships in general, too, but it shows up most dramatically in marriage.
Hmm.
All right?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Patty. Thanks
you
for calling.
You too. See you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. We have two lines open if anybody wants to call in. We have someone from Virginia on line 4. And I don't know how to pronounce the name. His or her birthday is July 5th, 1975. Can you put them through? Hello?
Yes.
How do you say your name?
Tetet.
Tetet?
Yes, with an H silent.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Burma originally.
I see. Well, thank you, Tetet.
Yes. Well, I've had your book for, more than 8 years, that's for sure. And it's been a great book, great for me, and I've sort of, used it for myself and my family and my friends, and they've all, find it very useful. So thank you very much.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Well, I've been having a terrible time, I suppose. I got pregnant, and I gave birth to a baby, which was really amazing, but, my marriage seems to have gone into a real funk. How long ago did this happen? Sorry. I gave birth in November, and my husband just changed from this, seemingly, caring person to, someone who's just, who doesn't even care about me.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been difficult because I was, I came down with rheumatoid arthritis. Sort of post-pregnancy, postpartum, and
wow.
I've been in bed, and I wasn't able to get up on my own, and been quite traumatic health-wise. And his parents were great, but he was just sort of like, "Oh, when are you going to get better?"
What is your husband's birthday?
It's April 23rd, 1967.
April 23rd, 1967.
He's a jack of clubs.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, did he want you to get pregnant?
Yes. We wanted this baby, and that's how, we got married in 2001, so we've been married quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our first baby, and he loves the baby, but he doesn't want to spend time with her. Or it seems like that, because, when the baby was born, he would just come and see her, maybe 5 minutes in a whole day. And just look at the baby and, go back to work. And he's been working nonstop. He works from morning until, midnight. And he doesn't spend time with us. And when I, complain about it, he gets very defensive and saying, that he has to work. And that his work is a priority. And so we sort of, that is me and my baby were pretty much, left on our own. Now I'm feeling much better, but the relationship is pretty much, it's sort of there. He's getting better a little bit recently. After his parents left, he sort of picked up a little bit of, baby sitting, I mean, he would spend time, like an hour with the baby every day instead of 5 minutes. So that's a big improvement.
Yeah.
This is a holiday, and he's working the whole day, and he hasn't really seen us.
Well, there's some, I can't really say what's going on for him, but there's something going on for him. I can tell by what you're saying that there's something he's not telling you, you know. And
right,
he's a jack of clubs. Jack of clubs are known to withhold the truth if they want to, okay, or not talk about it. You know, I mean, he's probably not used to sharing what's really going on. But there's definitely something going on with this guy.
Yes. Well, my part is,
I'm not,
what should I, you know, what should I do? And it seems like it's my karma in a way, you know, you were talking about, like, how do I deal with this sort of, I wouldn't say it's bad karma necessarily. Maybe, I don't know, I've ignored somebody or not taken care of somebody before or something.
Well, I don't, this might be karmic. I'm not looking that carefully at your chart or anything, but the thing is, like, a lot of men, when a baby comes along, they feel like they don't get the attention of the wife anymore. Especially the men that are really selfish. He sounds like, even though he's a jack of clubs, which is not necessarily a selfish birthday, he's actually sounding a lot like a really selfish person around this whole baby thing. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the case, but it sounds that way from what you're saying. It sounds like, you know, I mean, I'm just saying this happens a lot, that once a baby is born, the man would feel like, hey, I'm not getting any attention anymore from my wife. And there's guilt associated with that usually, because, you know, you think, well, I shouldn't feel this way, you know.
Right.
I mean, he's obviously withdrawn from you since you got pregnant.
Yes and no. Like, when I was pregnant, it was okay. Like, I didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel like he was ignoring me or anything. But in the late pregnancy stage, I think it got to a point where, you know, I don't know. I mean, I quit my job because I wasn't feeling, you know, great about the pregnancy, and my work was being, like, way too stressful at some point. So I quit my job when I was, like, 6 months pregnant. And, you know, right now I have to look for a job. I haven't started yet. So, like, I'm sort of in a rut. And I don't know if that actually influences him or not, his perception.
Well, you know, it sounds like you guys don't communicate at all. Like, you have no idea what's going on for him.
No, I cannot talk to him.
Well, that's called, you know what that's called? Tet-tet?
No.
That's called a non-existent marriage. It doesn't really exist.
Right.
You guys are not, you're not in a marriage. What are you in? I don't know what you're in. I'll tell you one thing about your husband's birthday is that he's a person that wants to dominate his partner.
Okay.
Jack of clubs are like that. Once they get married, they think the woman should be a certain way. You know,
I
and
think
they're
that
very strong about it.
I think that would be difficult with me because I'm not that submissive.
Well, maybe that's the problem. You know, you're going to have to ask him. I don't know what the problem is, but there's something. There's something going on for him that's, he's not happy about, you know. And he's not even talking to you. He's not even telling you. That's not good, you know. None of that's good.
But he acts very affectionate when he's not working. So, like, he would come up and, you know, he would be, like, trying to kiss and whatever when, you know, he comes up. But when I would go and try to feed him or, you know, give him some food when he's working, he would, like, yell. And say, do you not see I'm working, you know, or just, I don't need this, or whatever. So it's like, just when he's working, he's just
totally. You know, card-wise, your long-range card is your marriage card, is your family card. That's what you have this year. It's your card. It's basically the focus of your attention. But it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I don't think it being a bad thing.
Well, last year I had 9 of hearts. I mean, the whole year.
You did.
Pluto. Right, and I sort of thought this was it. You know, I'm having problems with my heart and with my relationships. But it seems like this year should be where I try to resolve this, and I don't know how to go about it.
Well, The way to go about it is to talk to him about it and get him to agree to talk about it. And if he won't do it to you, get a counselor that you guys can talk to.
Well, when I floated the idea that we need counseling, he says, I'm the one with the problems, not him.
Right, right.
Yes.
So you ask him, you say, yes, that may be true, but I need your help.
Oh, okay. Right.
Maybe it is my problem, but I need some help, and you need to come with me and support me in having this help.
Okay.
See?
Yes.
But he's avoiding something really big. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I can't tell. And he's a jack of clubs. He'll never, he may never tell you the truth.
You're right. I mean, he can dissemble a lot.
Well, they can make up stories anytime they choose, you know.
Yes.
Okay, Tete. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you being my guest tonight.
Thank
you. And why don't you check in with us later and let us know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah? Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Tete. Good night. Okay, that was interesting. Jack of clubs. She's got a handful there. Okay, Barbara is on line two from Modesto, born on June 23rd, 1945. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, I think, actually.
What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of curious about my career. I've gotten all your books. I just recently spoke to you briefly on the phone, but trying to decipher, it's rather difficult sometimes to decipher for yourself. I've been talking on the phone with a Five of Diamonds, who's very interesting. Him and I have been talking for a year, and I visited him. He's working on healing, and I'm kind of working on the cards, and I also design clothes. But it looks like, from what I'm reading, that that's not really the field I should be working on.
Field are you?
Make clothes and skull caps and do-rags, and I design, you know, different little items for people. But I keep getting drawn into this hands-on healing situation or clairvoyancy. I'm wondering what my cards are showing the direction and relationship with this Five of Diamonds.
Well, it may end soon.
Which?
The relationship. Well, because you have a Nine of Spades right now with this card right there. It's possible that it could end. Or it could ramp up to a new level. It's also possible that it could ramp up to a new level, like you guys move in together or something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of what he's been talking about. But with the Five of Diamonds, looking at that card, I'm thinking, is that a good idea or not?
Well, what's his birthday?
May 14th, 1961.
Well, he's a Five of Diamonds and Jack of Clubs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as far as your connections to him go, they're good. You have good connections to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But the question is, you know, is he really ready for commitment?
Yeah.
That's the only question. And
he might be.
I'm not saying he isn't.
Right.
I mean, has he had a history of...
Well, we've both had a couple crummy ones, so...
But I mean, has he had a history of having difficulty with commitment? That's what I'm asking.
Not committing, just having problems. He seems to be the type of person that gives and doesn't receive and has gotten taken to the cleaners.
Uh-huh. Well, it's all very suspicious. The whole poor me thing is very suspicious.
I know, that's why I kind of hesitate, you know, I just kind of wonder.
You know, this is really funny. There's a woman in our fellowship, her name is Nikki Lamont. You can go to my website and see her picture, but she's the same birthday as you.
I know, she's my sister-in-law.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
You guys sound alike.
She doesn't think we do, but yeah.
Well, you could tell her I said so. You guys sound like your sisters. You talk
the fact,
same.
She's the one who got me started buying your books, and I have all three of them now. And I'm studying the cards and stuff, and that's what kind of makes me... And I asked Nick about this, too. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on it.
What did Nick say?
She says, well, you know, Five of Diamonds. Pick and read the story.
Well, you know, it's not the end of the world being a Five of Diamonds, but
it does arouse some questions.
Right.
And, you know, I would look at his past, okay, for clues. That's what I do. I look at the past for clues.
Right.
So if a person says, well, oh, I'm always committed, but the person I'm with never commits or has problems committing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It means the same thing. It means they have the problem, but it's being externalized on somebody else.
I see.
So, I mean, I don't think you have anything to lose by trying it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I think you either have to decide to go for it now or let it go.
Okay.
It's up to you. You know,
okay, what do you think about career-wise, though? I mean,
well,
like my cards say this year I'm supposed to be moving and yada, 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 so.
Well, maybe. That's a maybe moving. That's not a supposed to be moving.
Or it could be moving on to something else.
There's no supposed to be moving here that I can see. Maybe, perhaps traveling, perhaps changing careers. But I don't think you even know what you would do yet. I don't think you've even, you know, figured out, like, what would be better for you, have you?
I tend to be leaning towards the clairvoyancy and hands-on healing.
Yeah, I hear that. But are you clear? Are you, like, 100% about that yet?
Not 100%. It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. So I'm saying that, you know, it's best to wait until you're clear before you make a decision that big. And I think there's more information that's going to come your way through this year that hasn't come yet, and you need that information before you can make a final decision. So just be comfortable, enjoy yourself, and wait a little bit. Okay?
Okay. That's kind of what I'm doing, I guess. But I thought I'd call in. I got invited to your show, and I thought, well, let's see what his take is on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad to, you know, to say what I have to say.
I'm glad you did, too.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I'll tell Nikki you said hi.
Tell Nikki I thought it was her on the phone again.
I'll tell her that, because she said we don't sound anything alike. So, anyway.
Well, she needs to hear it from somebody else, I think.
I guess you need to tell her that.
I'll tell her next time I talk to her. I'll tell her.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break before we continue, but we do have two lines open. We have Kathy waiting from Long Beach. I'll be right with you, Kathy, after the break. On this break, we're going to play Om Namah Shivaya, another powerful chant from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoy it. Be right back after Om Namah Shivaya.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and we're having a fun, exciting night here doing readings for everybody, talking about karma. Ooh, fun stuff. And now we have, lines are full, actually, at the moment, but we have Jackie on line 4 from Long Beach. Are you there, Jackie?
I'm here.
And, Jackie, are you August 25th, 1954?
Correct. I am.
Okay. Okay, great. I'll make sure I got that correct. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I find myself really enjoying your music, by the way. Thank you for that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
I got a couple of questions. One, I'm interested in what the indications of my karma cards are. First.
Are you asking me what your karma cards represent?
What they represent, correct.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Ace of Clubs doesn't have the normal karma cards that we associate.
That's what I thought.
Most cards.
Uh-huh.
So your cards don't tell you who you owe or who owes you. There is nothing like that for the Ace of Clubs. The Two of Hearts, Seven of Diamonds, Nine of Hearts, King of Spades, Eight of Clubs, and Jack of Hearts.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, but you can look at your Queen of Clubs, though, your ruling card, and there are indications there that you can look at.
Are they minor indications because they're not my birth card?
They're not as strong as if they were your birth card, but they're still relatively important.
Okay, so what would the Queen of Clubs karma cards indicate?
Indecision in love, uncertainty, fears of abandonment, trouble making your mind up about love and who to be with and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But the good side of that is the Ten of Diamonds, which means you have a natural born business sense.
Wonderful.
That can make you a lot of money.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've had your share of relationship stuff, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, and it kind of struck a note when you said that. Speaking of business, I have established a business relationship with a Three of Diamonds. So far, it's been really cooperative and amicable. We haven't realized a profit yet because it's still new, but I'd be interested to see what your take is.
Well, you picked a good card to do business with because the Three of Diamonds happens to be your Jupiter card from your birth card.
Uh-huh.
So that's like if I was going to tell somebody to pick what card to pick for a business relationship, the first thing I would tell them would be to pick your Jupiter card.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And your life spread.
Wonderful.
And I just had a deja vu. I just said this before. I think I said it to you.
Yeah? No, I don't think you said it to me, but yeah, I've talked to you before.
this happens to me and Queen of Clubs sometimes.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. How interesting.
You have good cards. You have very good cards for money this year. I mean...
Oh, wonderful. For the coming year?
Well, let me explain how this works.
Okay.
Happy birthday, by the way. I just had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Success comes first, and then the money comes afterwards. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you have very good karma for business, and this person, this Three of Diamonds, is good for you. So where you're going to receive benefit from this year is getting the word out about what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Getting the word out to the public about what you're doing.
Okay.
That should be like a focus of your attention, if possible.
Okay.
That's
yeah, I feel good about it, too. I've got other people assisting us I'm really feeling excited about their role in it. So.
Great.
I expect to do well. The person, that I have the business relationship, The personal relationship is also growing. What do you see?
So you two are in an intimate relationship too?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't want to admit it, did
you? Well, he's somewhat younger, so,
Is that a bad thing?
So,
Is it a bad thing that he's younger?
Oh, no, it's not a bad. It's not a bad thing at all.
It'll be a great thing, actually.
Well, yeah. I think it's a great thing that he's younger and a great thing that I'm older.
Yeah, you get to train him.
No. I'm not training anybody else. You know, there's no more control. That's it. But
for you, that's a good place.
I just wanna, ease through this one.
Well, you know, both of you guys, both you and him, the card has inherent commitment problems.
Oh gosh.
Doesn't mean that you can't pull it off, but you know, you're both facing an uphill battle in that regard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I mean, if you try to keep it as light as possible, don't get too heavy about the whole thing.
Yeah.
It'll be helpful.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, don't expect things from each other that neither one of you can give.
Right.
And be grateful for what you have is working.
Yeah, I am actually.
Yeah, because you have some good stuff there, and you know.
Like I said, we really took risks, and on both of our accounts, neither one of us ever felt for one second any hesitation or any sense of potential failure. So, you know, what a good feeling, business wise.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you have I think you both add something good to the mix. I think that, you know, you have a good combination. You have all the right connections to do together.
And more important, would you say that this would be a good long-term business partnership?
Yeah.
Whatever becomes of the
business. Here's something to keep in mind, though, just to be the devil's advocate. Is that when you get involved with somebody that you do business with, then your business becomes highly dependent on your relationship.
Yeah.
And so if your relationship happens to break up, guess what happens to the business?
Yeah, it gets shaky, huh?
Well, I'm just saying that by, you know, it's inherent in it, in the deal here, that guys break up, your business is going to be, what are you going to do? I mean, how would you handle that?
Yeah.
So it's something to think about.
Yeah,
you've already stepped over that line, though, so now you don't have much to say about it.
Well, yeah, we have, but, you know, we haven't made any, we're scared of commitment, so we we haven't made one.
Well, I know, but even if you're just having sex together and you're doing business at the same time, you've already stepped over the line.
Yeah.
And there's, and in a way, there's no going back, from that. I'm sure you guys can work it out.
Yeah.
But just
so far, so good. You see this next year, this coming year, as a money year?
Well, it's not necessarily a money year, but it's a year of success for sure.
Oh, well, that works for me.
And the success comes first. And the money comes afterwards.
Yeah. Now we live in different states. I'm just in the process of selling my home, and I'm going to move to that state, which is Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So I'm about to, you know, I'm continuing with our business dealings, and I'm also going to continue to work. I'm a little nervous about finding good work. Is there any indication in the coming year in my cards that, there's success, so possibly...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have trouble finding work.
Okay.
I wouldn't be concerned about that.
All right. I want to get
paid. I mean, you might choose to be concerned anyway because you are a person that likes to be concerned, but, but you don't necessarily have to. Things look good from this end.
Wonderful.
From what I can see.
Wonderful.
I'm not saying you're going to like get rich overnight or anything.
Oh no, but, I don't expect to.
But I do see good fortune.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. How about with him? How about him?
Well, he's not showing up in your cards except as in Jupiter, so that's good.
Oh yeah, but
well, what's his birthday, by the way? You never told me his birthday.
August 10th.
Oh, so he's a Leo.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's not showing up anywhere in any special significance one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
So that's often considered good.
Okay. Well, he's not showing up anywhere where? In what?
Well, he's in Jupiter. That's it. So.
Yes. So that's one big good thing, though, right?
For business, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for business, that's what you want.
Well,
just stay focused on that. Don't lose track. Don't lose sight of that you guys are doing business together, and that's what you really want. You want success in your business.
Okay. So what does one, what, which is my, I assume the Venus card is the romance card?
Well, yes. Cards in Venus are for romance, usually, but also any hard cards that show up can tell you about romance as well.
Oh, okay. In any position?
Like right now, I see you taking a trip to get laid. Sometime in the next few, weeks here.
Oh, wonderful. I could use that.
You have a Queen of Hearts there underlying your Five of Hearts.
Okay.
Five of Hearts is a journey, and Queen of Hearts is sex,
Oh, okay, cool. I like her.
All right, Jackie, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you for speaking with me.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
I'm waiting patiently on line two is Winston from Nova Scotia, born on July 2nd, 1969. Are you there, Winston?
Good evening, Robert.
How's it going?
Excellent, thanks. Always a pleasure to listen to your show. So informative.
Oh, thank you.
Question for the night. Just looking to see what you see for me for karma. I've been flipping through the book as I've been just holding on the line there, and karma cards. Three of clubs and seven of spades. Just kind of trying to feel out what they're good for or what they're not good for.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about your karma. I'm and this is from your astrology chart. Okay.
Okay.
You have really good fortune with money.
Excellent.
I don't know if you realize this or not, but you have very good karma for money. You're going to make a lot of money in this lifetime. You already have made some. But you are going to make even more. You just began your Jupiter period of your life this year.
Yes.
And you have Venus and Taurus just exactly like I do, okay? I always have money. Not only that, but Venus and Taurus gives you always a beautiful partner. Always. You understand?
Yes, I do. And I have one of those, actually.
Yeah, and always an abundance of beautiful objects in your house.
Yeah.
Very, very fortunate.
Yes, we've been very, very fortunate.
And at some point, you're going to make a lot of money, a lot more than, I would say like a millionaire for sure, at some point in your life, if not a multimillionaire. When the timing's right.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when off the top of my head. I have to research that, but it's definitely going to happen to you at some point.
Okay.
You can look at the cards, look for like Ten of Diamonds and Eight of Diamonds in significant positions, and that can give you an indication of when that might happen. Do you have your own business?
Okay. No, I don't. Not currently, but we've spoken before, and you said I should definitely have my own business.
Yeah, you have to be thinking in that way. You're a king. You're not a worker. You're a boss.
Yes.
And if you're not living up to that, you won't reap the rewards of that until you do. So you have to make that change in order to
do that. Yes, we're starting to think in that direction now.
Oh, great, great. You're talking about you and your wife, I assume, right?
Yes.
Excellent. And what's your wife's birthday again?
She's December 9th, 1970.
Nine of clubs.
Nine of clubs.
Nice. And she's also a King of Diamonds. No wonder you keep using her name, because she's the boss.
And you want to know something that's really funny?
What's that?
Our dog has the same cards as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Cute.
You guys are one big happy family, and she gets to be the boss. Good for her.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm sure you don't mind.
Is there anything I should look for in something to watch out for down the road?
Well, I mean, you guys need to have your own business together someday, okay?
Yeah.
You really do. And if you're not thinking about that, hey, what would be the perfect business for us? You should be asking that question already.
There's things that we'd love to do, and then we kind of shy away from it, I guess.
Well, when the right one comes along, you'll know.
Okay.
You don't have to rush it, but it should be coming to you soon because you just entered your Jupiter cycle. How old is your wife?
She's 37.
So she hasn't hit her Jupiter cycle yet.
No.
Maybe this will happen more, or maybe you'll both be ready for it by the time that she hits her Jupiter cycle too.
Okay.
I mean, because she's playing a dominant role in the relationship, so a lot of things will depend on her under those circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely something to keep a watch for.
So the thing you would do is you would say, honey, you got to tell your wife, you know, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do? You know, like sort of encourage her.
Okay.
To come up with the idea.
Okay.
That's what I would.
All right. Very
yeah,
good.
I mean, it's not bad. It's a good thing. So.
Just looking at the book, the results, Cosmic Reward card is a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter with a plus sign.
That's right. That's your King of Diamonds, both of your Cosmic Reward. So you will definitely come into this money at some point in your life.
Okay.
It's a matter of when, and you're still relatively young.
Yeah. And patient.
Yeah, well, patience, yeah, that's you probably have more than most people. No, I really do. I think you have more than most people.
Well,
I know you have more than I do. I could never wait for anything.
Yeah, wait for nothing.
That's
not wonderful.
So, thanks for being my guest. So nice to hear from you again. What's your wife's name?
Dina.
Tina?
No, Dina with a D.
Dina, okay.
Yes,
Dina. Say hi to Dina for me.
I will. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, take care, Winston. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, having that good money karma, but he's young and, you know, like the Jupiter cycle is just beginning, so this could happen. I think it will build, but the first thing is he has to like really figure out like what is it that they will do. They have to figure out what is the thing that they'll do that will have the success show up in their life. And that's a deep question. I mean, it requires like going inside and knowing like what has the significance to the individual, because it's different for everybody. It's what's significant for them, and what a fun problem, what a fun thing to be working on. You know, finding out what is going to be the right career that's going to have the magic that you're looking for in your life's work. Okay, without further ado, we have Deborah from California on line. Are you here, Deborah?
I am, with bells on.
Well, what kind of bells are you wearing?
I don't know. I've got some around my ankles. I think I'm dancing. I love the budgets.
Good for you.
They're really good. I'm enjoying them a lot. And I love being exposed to these cards. They've just changed my life. They flew into my life with the most amazing story ever. So that is part of the reason I'm calling, because I got introduced to them like a cosmic pie in my face.
That's a good description. I like that. I might steal that from
you. Yeah, it's a good one. It was really good. I mean, I basically said to the universe, what do I want from my life? And then the next day, this man came up to me and said, the question you asked the universe, I have it for you. So I sat down and he began to tell me all about myself. So that was my introduction about a little over a year ago. And my whole life has been turned on its tail. And I'm studying the cards. I'm working with Deborah Callahan. She's fabulous, reading every possible thing. So I'm really calling because I've got some interesting karma cards, and I want to know more about them. I'm a February 10th birthday, 1956.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes my karma cards Six of Spades, a King of Clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one ever said you weren't smart.
Yeah, the brain can sometimes be a problem, but I'm
smarty pants card. Two of Spades is a smarty pants card.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes not always in this world, but yeah, when it comes to...
Well, I notice that Two of Spades women can be a little out there.
Been accused of that.
I mean, I don't know. It's because they're in the Neptune line, I think. You know, it's a genius card, actually. My wife's a Two of Spades ruling card. And,
oh, wow.
It's a genius card. But there's also, to balance that out, I think, there's like this side where they're kind of spacey.
Well, it's Uranus, from what I understand, my placement. So, I mean, it's...
In the spiritual spread, it is. In the spiritual spread, not in the life spread. In the life spread, it's Neptune-Mars in the life spread.
Neptune-Mars, yeah. See, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I just ended a relationship, I mean, I shouldn't call it a relationship, a marriage of 28 years with my second karma card, who is a very powerful man, and we were actually on television together and quite well known as marriage counselors, and so it came as quite a shock when I just couldn't do it anymore. But I'm 52.
Wow.
It was my critical year. I was like 51.
Yeah. So
and
he's a king of clubs?
And he was a king of clubs, yeah.
Well, he still is, right?
Yeah, of course. He hasn't ended that this lifetime. And in his, you know, and he's reconnected to me because his karma card is, of course, Two of Spades, which is me.
Yeah, what's his birthday?
2/25/46.
Okay, so he's a Six of Spades ruling card, too.
Yeah. So he's got all kinds of crazy, wild energy, too.
Well, you guys were very, very karmically connected, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we still are. We still are in business together, actually.
The thing about the Six of Spades for Two of Spades people is that it often revolves around the health, okay?
Yeah.
Two of Spades people generally have a past life history of not being very good to their bodies. And so in this lifetime, they have to be very, very good to their body because they don't get away with anything
for the most part,
you know.
That's true. In fact, he's had much more trouble recently, and we both towed the line very much with our health. I mean, vegan diets and, you know, just all kind of getting enough sleep. And now I'm with a Three of Spades, and I really am finding that challenging. He's my cosmic son.
Well, the most important thing about the Three of Spades is that you're a Two of Spades and you're a moon to him.
Right.
That's more important than any other connection you guys have.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a wild man.
Well, he's wild and he's lost.
He's lost. Absolutely.
But you know, you're really highly attracted to him because you're a moon to him. That's like the connection, the perfect connection for marriage.
Yeah,
but the question is whether anybody can actually marry a Three of Spades because
I think he changes so much. I don't know who I'd be marrying. I think it would fill up a room.
Yeah, not only that, but they usually have a double life. They usually have a life with you and a life somewhere else going out.
Well, he's actually taking care of a friend of mine, and that's how we met, who has amnesia. So she's his karma card.
Uh-huh.
His second. So he's basically with her. She's a Six of Diamonds, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
So he's taking care of her, and she's a dear heart. She just has no memory. And she'll probably live with him the rest of his life.
Then you get her as part of the deal.
Yeah, but you know...
If you want
Yeah, my challenge as a Two of Spades is to be alone, not always needing people. So in a weird way, his being away from me can work for me. If I can just get used to the peripatetic nature of the relationship.
Well, it's more than that, in my opinion. It's more than just you getting used to being alone. It's also
being willing to accept the fact that he cannot be completely with you.
Yes.
You know, the most you can get from him is half.
Absolutely.
He's already given half of himself to somebody else. And I think that's a choice. This is something you don't have to do, or you can do. It's your choice.
I know I have no more fated marriages. I don't believe I do. Although I'd love to.
Well, you may not. I mean, one might be enough.
Yeah, 28 years with one person.
Yeah, that's a long time, and you know.
I really love living with a husband. You know, I mean, it's just a nice thing to put to bed. You know,
my wife and I got married just last year. She had never been married before. She's a king of clubs with a two of spades, ruling card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think she'd be the first person to get married based on her birthday, mm-hmm. and she did have long-term relationships all along the way, but she never got married. You know.
That would be my husband, too. My ex-husband was single for 10 years before he met me.
Yeah.
And loved me dearly, 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 dearly up until the end, really. Still does.
Partnership is what you are all about. You're a two of spades. You can't avoid that. You're always going to be about partnership on some level.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether this partnership is really healthy for you or not, I think.
Yeah, I think karmically, it's allowing me to deal with my own emotions because, this year, my long-range card is the three of spades, which is him, and my displacement card is the eight of hearts.
Yeah, you're in your critical year this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you a little secret about your critical year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since I have you on the phone. Mm-hmm. The critical year is the year we decide how good our life's going to be for the rest of our life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic meaning of it, okay? And there's cards in that year that tell us what the challenge is, like what is we need to integrate in our life. And it's something that we've always had, but it comes to a head in the critical year.
Mm-hmm.
And your card is the Three of Hearts, which is really interesting in light of all that you've said.
Mm-hmm.
The card that represents your lifetime challenge is the Three of Hearts.
Yeah.
And that card, what that card basically says is that, you know, that's interesting, this is also your lifetime Pluto card. So it's like, is it okay for you to not be tied up to one person?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's about, actually.
Mm-hmm. To not be tied up to one person.
Yeah, to be okay to be like, would it be okay with this guy if you were in a relationship with him and also had another relationship or met?
I wouldn't be duplicitous. That's not my nature. That would be challenging because I would not be duplicitous.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I would.
Well, there's something about this here. There's some kind of thing about freedom and having multiple partners. It's a Three of Hearts. I'm not sure exactly how to put that with you, but there's something there.
Well, I'm not closing the door.
Yeah.
You
pick a guy that can't give you everything on purpose, and you kind of like it. You're attracted to it. There's some reason that you're picking somebody who's already got somebody else.
Well, yeah. Possibly. I didn't do it consciously. But, I'm just barely out of the marriage, so I did need some space.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lot of my work with women and a lot of creative work, you know, and group work with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need, I don't know. I mean, I would love to have a man who was just so supportive of me and hung out with me, but I'm kind of supporting.
Well, you don't have that.
Nope. Nope.
You know, and one thing is for sure, there's two things about Three of Spades people. They think too much about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They think themselves in and out of relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That they mentalize it to such a good degree that it keeps them from. They always think about it too much. It keeps them from the relationship often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once they're in a relationship, they're very happy usually, very
mm-hmm.
happy.
Yeah, he loves and adores me. He thinks I'm the cat's, pajamas.
Yeah, because you'll love him in spite of the fact that he's not really available.
100%. It's insane because I've always had men take care of me. I've been treated like a queen. He he doesn't. I take care of him.
You have to. You're moon to him.
He's like my big baby. I buy him stuff. I've never bought men things. They've always bought me stuff. I'll buy him things. I just want to keep, you know. I mean, really, I want to do, I get him all this cool stuff.
Well, you know, one thing about, I just want to say to you, you know, about this year is that whatever, I mean, whatever the issue is here, this year is about how good is your life going to be? Like, how good can you let it be? So is this everything that you want? That's the question, see? The real question is...
Would it be about a man? I mean, maybe what I'm really looking at is how good can my life be without, you know, we take the blinders off. Like, who can I be in the world as a friend, you know, more on a global scale or more universal?
Well, unfortunately, yours really points to relationship as being the key issue.
Yeah.
Your birthday. So even though I'd like to say, yeah, that could be true, I think that's avoiding it.
Yeah.
Isn't it
kind of tough to walk away from your cosmic son?
The cosmic son is not nearly as significant as the fact that you're his moon card. That makes it hard for you to walk away.
Okay.
Not
isn't
him.
It hard for me because I'm the cosmic moon?
No, you're not the cosmic moon. You're his moon card.
I'm his moon card. Okay. Okay.
You are his moon card. And yes, it's always harder for the moon person to walk away, always.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you see is that person when you look ahead. They don't see you when they look ahead. You see them.
That sucks.
But, you know, no, it doesn't suck because you like being with them. And they if they appreciate you, it works out really well. If they appreciate you, it's balanced. Okay.
He says I'm the smartest woman he's ever met, and he will never, ever want to be with another woman besides me.
Except the other woman that he's already with.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's taking care of her. I mean, well,
I know,
yeah.
But you know, this is very weird.
Tell me about it. I wouldn't have met him.
It's very weird. I'm sorry.
It's all six of spades weirdness.
It doesn't feel right to me.
It doesn't feel right.
I would never say that this is a cool situation. I mean, you can go ahead, you can do whatever you want, but there's something that doesn't feel right about the fact that you're with him and he's with another woman and not being there 100% for you.
Yeah, oh, she doesn't have a memory and he's not sleeping with her. There's no sex, but he's taking care of her.
As far as you know, there's not.
Oh, shit, don't say that.
Well, I mean, I'm being honest with you, he's a three of spades. I don't know if he is or not, but three of spades are known.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so, but I do think that the vision is there of his, you know, caring, being a caregiver to his karma card.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is February 9th, 1957. He's a year younger.
But he's an Aquarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a nine of diamonds. So, yeah, there's that giver thing.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
he's
and stuff.
I'm suspicious.
Okay, I listened. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, either way is fine, but try to make this year the best year of your life. That's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And go for everything you want, not just half.
Mm-hmm.
If this is all you want, fine. If this is everything you want, good. But don't waste this year. It's the most important year of life.
Shame.
You know, you invest in yourself. Invest in, like, what your life can be.
And does that include, I mean, when I'm hearing you, and I'm trying to say, does that mean romantic relationship? Because I'm a two of spades.
Well, I think relationship is something you want, personally.
Oh,
And you don't have one right now. You think you do.
Yeah.
Not a real relationship. He's not even available for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's here a lot.
He's not available for a relationship. Only half available, which is not available.
Okay, innocent. Yeah.
Have two wives or two women.
Mm-hmm.
Living a double life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supporting that, which is, if that's all you want, fine. I think you can have more, personally.
Okay. I got it.
Right?
I'm getting it from the universe through the windows and doors right now, so I need to hear it from you as well.
Well, I think Deborah would probably tell you the same thing. I don't know.
She just says, yeah, you know, be careful of big babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's had that before, she knows.
Yeah, I'm doing too much caretaking. Much, much, much too much caretaking.
Well, I mean, it's okay, but this is the year for you to have your life be the way you want it.
Yeah, I think the only thing that blocked me is just fear of being alone, you know. Perhaps because of my age.
I don't think you'll ever be alone. What are you so afraid of?
I mean, you're
already alone.
You're right. Yeah, I'm soaking it, as Madge would say. You know, and I have a lot of good friends and a busy life, you know, in many ways. So.
I'm sure you do. But, you know, like, hey, I'll just say it one more time. Go for everything you want, not just half. Not just half.
All
not
right.
just a third.
Okay.
Or whatever he's giving you. Go for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it may be great what you... I think you guys have a great connection. I have no doubt about that you guys have a great connection.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not giving you what he can give you. He could give you his whole life if he wanted to. And there's no reason for it. If he's totally committed to that woman, he really should not be dating anybody else to begin with.
Well, he's not in a love relationship. He's thinking of personal
memory. That's what he says. I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Well, I know she has no memory because she doesn't remember anything.
That's good for him. They can have sex and she won't remember.
Sorry. Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I'm just... You don't understand Three of Spades at all.
I guess I don't. I've been with the King of Clubs, who's been very stalwart all these years.
Well, King of Clubs is a completely different animal.
Yeah, very, very loyal.
Much different. Much different. Anyway, I'm going to have to let you go because I have two more callers.
And
I want to make sure I get to
them. No, go for it. I got a lot from this. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Deborah, and good luck.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.
Call back and let us know how I went, okay?
Sure will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, and now we only have time for these two last callers. We have Evelyn on line 4, who's born September 26, 1958. Are you there, Evelyn?
Yes, I am. How are you, Robert?
I'm well. You're the same birthday as my favorite sister.
Oh!
The little giver to the world. Little giver to the world. So what's on your mind this evening?
Oh, I don't know. I was calling to have you tell me what's on my mind.
Oh, really? So give me a little bit about your life situation. What do you got going on? Married or single?
Widowed.
Widowed. Dating?
No.
No love partner?
No. Everybody's left the nest.
Oh.
And,
you mean your husband left the nest?
Well, my husband passed away a couple of years ago now.
Oh, I see.
And the kids have just finally left home. One's off to college, one's not with her roommate, and just working. So I was just kind of wondering what you see in store.
Well, first of all, you're in your last period of the year that ends on your birthday, and you never make important decisions in this period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a guy, though, that could show up in your life soon, a lover,
okay.
If you're available and open to that.
You know, I don't know. I have to see what happens when it comes along, I guess. I'm not
well, yeah,
sure.
Well, you don't have to decide right now. When the time comes, you'll know, and you can make your decision then.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be an opportunity, I think. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, even if it does show up, don't take it too seriously, okay? Don't try to make it into something huge or something that means everything, okay? If something does show up, just enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, like you go to a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you see the movie, but you don't think it's real, you know? You don't say, well, because of that movie, I'm going to go change my whole life. See
right.
Like that. Because you're in Neptune right now. And it's a very romantic time, but also one which you don't take things too seriously. Now, next year, it's a whole new story after your birthday. This is going to be a really fun year, by the way.
It is?
Yep, really fun. Absolutely.
Are you ready for some fun?
Yeah, I've been kind of sad for the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, maybe this is time to end that phase and move into a new phase.
So you see
good
fun
morning.
Coming in? I don't know
I
the cards like that other lady does. I just...
Well, here's the thing, okay? You want this to be a really great year and a fun year?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what you got to do. You ready for this?
Okay.
You got time now.
Yes.
Plan yourself a big birthday party.
Okay.
Okay? Invite all your friends and everybody you know, your kids, everybody. Invite everybody to come to your party and make sure they bring a present.
Okay.
You got it? Now, this means you got to, like, plan this, okay? You got to say, okay, you're invited to my birthday party. Bring something to eat and bring me a present. You're going to have a great party. It's going to be fantastic. And that'll start out your whole year of being more social and doing more fun things. Simple as that.
Do you know in the aspect of, like, for financially and jobs, is that going to be secure?
Well,
or that it would go in that direction?
That's not going to be your focus this year. It's not going to be a consideration. It's not going to be something you're going to be worrying about.
Well, actually, because that's what I was wondering, is am I even going to have time to have fun? Because I have a full-time job now, and long story short...
You will have time. Yeah, you will have time to have fun.
You know, because I was looking for another part-time
job. You know that God
kind
of takes care of things when we're not worrying about them? You ever notice
yes.
that? Okay, so... When are you going to stop worrying and just start enjoying your life?
I guess maybe after you tell me that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
We have our fingers crossed over here.
So
you got to start enjoying your life and living it like it's important and like you want to have fun, okay? It's real important. And you're having a golden opportunity this year to have a really great, fun year. But you have to take the first step. And don't make up any excuses for not doing it. Throw your party and see what happens. Okay?
Alrighty. Okay,
and then call me after your birthday party and tell me how it went.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I want to hear. We all want to hear what happened at your party.
Oh, well, I actually was kind of planning on some of my friends already said, well, because it's obviously the big 5-0, so they go, well, what are we going to do? And I go, I don't know. There's this nightclub somebody keeps telling me about. And I haven't gone to a nightclub in, probably.
No, I would do one better, man. Just have it somewhere where it can just be you and your friends, not a bunch of other nightclub people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And have them focus all their attention on you. Like, make sure they bring a present for you.
And you think I'm supposed to ask them to do that?
Yes, absolutely. What do you think?
Ask people for presents.
You jack of hearts are like so. You're so stuck in your giving thing. You could never think about receiving.
Well, I don't think of asking for presents if they want.
Hey, listen. I had a party on my 52nd birthday, and I told everybody bring a present. And everybody brought a present, and we had a great time. Everybody had a fantastic time. It was wonderful. It's like a little reminder, you know? Don't forget to give me something nice, because it's my birthday.
Well, I definitely will have to admit I'll have to work on that one.
Well, get a diamond friend to help you.
Okay. Well, thanks
okay,
a lot.
I want, the next time you call, I want to hear about this party that happened.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, great. Great talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Evelyn. See how hard it was for a jack of hearts to even think about asking their friends for anything? They're so into the giving that receiving is just almost like a foreign topic. Okay, our last caller tonight is Ava from Virginia. March 22nd, 1963. Is that you, Ava?
Yes, that's me. Hi, Robert.
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm relaxed.
Good.
Now, are you going to drive me crazy with some crazy questions?
Uh-oh.
Are you planning to, like, drive me crazy with crazy questions?
No, just the usual, the normal.
Relationships
and finances.
Oh. I'm sorry, was it love life and finances?
Yeah.
So what's going on financially? What's happening?
Difficulties, lots of difficulties.
You got a Seven of Diamonds in Saturn this year.
So that's hard, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it means that you're being challenged. Like, circumstances are causing you to feel like you don't have enough.
Yes.
It's a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not really real. But it looks real.
Okay.
It's all about your attitude.
Uh-huh.
So you're being exposed to the fact that your attitude about money is a little on the weak side.
On the weak side?
Yeah, you're a little weak on the money attitude area.
How do I correct that?
Well, start looking at how fortunate you are for beginners.
Okay.
You are extremely fortunate. Do you see how much you have in your life? Have you any idea how fortunate you are?
Thank you.
You know, I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to everybody because this is something we do a lot in this country, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy for us to just completely ignore how blessed we are.
And
then when a situation comes up, like a Seven of Diamonds is always, the solution to a Seven of Diamonds is always to look at what you have and be grateful. That is the solution.
But is that going to change? Is that going to get a little bit easier, though?
Well, easier is all in your, it's all in your interpretation of everything.
Okay.
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? What's the absolute worst thing that could happen? Tell me.
Not being able to pay bills. And
And then what?
Then I don't know.
What would happen then? I mean, how bad can it get? Tell me.
I know.
No, I'm just asking, you know, like, I used to always tell myself, like, well, if worse came to worse, I could always go live with my mom.
I suppose so, yeah. See, I'm moving,
you know,
and
I mean?
I'm going to a place that's much more expensive than what I have now, and I'm concerned about paying the rent. But it seems like it's going to be a better place for me energetically.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should do it or not.
Well, I think this Seven of Diamonds that you have coming, it hasn't started yet, really, until October 16th is when it starts. Okay. That's your Saturn period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to seem like something's going to come up to make you feel pretty pressed for money. If I had that card coming, I probably wouldn't overspend right now, if it were me.
Oh, okay.
I would wait, personally, if I had that card.
So maybe not make the move right now?
Because I had this card once before in my own spread. I had an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter, then I had a Seven of Diamonds in Saturn. And I made all this money that I spent it all. And then I said, oh, my God, why did I spend all that money? Now I need money.
I see. So better hold
that,
on.
That was before I overcame my poverty thing. I mean, that wouldn't happen to me now. But it happened to me then because, you know, I was just doing what I normally do with money, which was not being very conscious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn will make you conscious about money. But it's very important, like, if you're unhappy where you are, sometimes it's good to take a look and say, well, you know, is it really that bad or is it just my attitude about it?
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know, I'm not saying that you should not move. And everything always works out. You're going to be fine. You know, you're in a blessed year. Did you know that?
Yes, because I have the card book.
Yeah, and good. Your wishes will come true this year, and good things will happen. There's no doubt about it.
So ultimately, nothing really bad is going to happen. This is only one period we're talking about.
Okay. Can I give you the date of somebody I'm interested in just to see what you feel about this person?
Don't you have like a list of guys to give me?
Yeah, I do, but this is the...
the latest and greatest
one right now. Oh, please.
Ace of Diamonds, Three of Clubs. You guys, Ace of Diamonds women have so many voices. What's his birthday?
It's October 26, 1954. Please check it out.
October
26? 1954.
Oh, he's a Nine of Hearts?
Yes.
That's your Saturn card. Why are you dating him?
Oh, no, really?
How's he treat you?
Great, but it's not like he takes me out to restaurants or he gives me a good life, although he's very wealthy. He's sort of, you know, let's come home and we'll have coffee or something.
Wrong guy. Sorry. Next.
Is that it? Okay.
That's it. Wrong guy. Out of here. Wrong attitude right from the get-go.
Okay.
He's selfish with you. He's not, that's not good.
He is very selfish. That's true.
Yeah, you check that. You leave that right away, or you're telling him that's all you want. Either way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You either leave that right away, or you stay with it and say that's what I want. I want nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Except there's some kind of chemistry there, and it's kind of difficult to.
The kind of chemistry that's very selfish.
Uh huh.
And you are accepting so much less. Because you think you can't find the chemistry and the money in somebody else who will be generous.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah, it sounds like that, yeah. Thanks for clarifying that.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You can find all the chemistry you have with him with somebody else who's also generous.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Robert. I kind of felt that, and I was, you know how you wonder and you question, but it sounds, what you're saying, it sounds right.
Yeah, that's one form of poverty that a lot of people, and I think I've fallen victim to it myself, is we'll say, well, at least the person's got that one good thing that I like. But we don't see that we're just settling for so much less because part of us doesn't think that we can have more. You know?
Yeah.
And that's a form of relationship poverty. Well, there's not any good people out there, so this is the best I can do.
Yeah.
It's like that song, Coming to America by Supertramp. Take a look at my girlfriend.
Yeah.
The one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
That's true. Do we have a moment for one more birthday?
Yeah, go ahead. Run it by me.
December 17, 1951.
Ace of Clubs?
Yeah.
Three of Diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a past life Venus with that person, but they're very selfish. You know?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
All the aces. So, see, this points to a problem in you.
I guess so.
Like, you don't think you're worth much.
Hmm.
Perhaps. Something to look at because, you know, why do you keep attracting selfish guys?
Good point.
You know, I mean, you're probably a wonderful person. You know, you're a cute little up to diamonds, three of clubs. Probably, you know, brilliant, smart, witty, fun to be with, you know, passionate.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you with these losers for?
Thanks for saying that.
So losers! True. They're just losers!
It is so true. I can't tell you. It is so true. But sometimes you need to hear it, you know?
No, I know. I understand. And I'm happy to be the one to shout it out at you.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you think it might be a good year in terms of career success, that sort of thing, at least? Because we can't get it right on the relationship.
Well, what is your wish, you know? What do you really want to have in your life, you know? Relationship doesn't show up prominently this year. It's about more about your career. You know, an Ace of Diamonds is never happy if their career's not going.
Yeah.
They're never happy. So your career should always come first and relationships second.
Mm-hmm.
You, trust me, you'll figure this out on your own sooner or later. It might as well
be. No, you're absolutely right. I already know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you first get your career going so you're really happy with your career, and then the relationship will fit in nicely. And you'll know who belongs in your life and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until that time, you know, don't settle. Just tell both your boyfriends, hey, guys, it's nice knowing you, but I've decided I'm no longer going to date selfish men, stingy guys, okay? So go find somebody else to be stingy with. It's been nice knowing you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Oh, God. As of tomorrow, that's what they're going to hear. No, it's so true. You're absolutely right. It's not what I need. I'm very outgoing, and I like good things in life. And if somebody doesn't have it, it's one thing. But if somebody has it and doesn't give it to you, you know, it's not great.
Well, it doesn't say much about you and how you feel about yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you would settle for so little.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you just turn around and show the world that you care more about yourself?
Yeah.
Trust me, there's always going to be men lining up to date you. Be a little bit more picky, you know?
Yeah, because it's always...
Have them go out on a date, and if they offer to buy you everything, then that's good. If they don't, say, it's nice, but I don't want to date you anymore.
It's just that you don't want to appear that you're after the money, which is not exactly what I'm
after. No, it's not about the money. It's about them being generous.
Generosity is one thing.
It's not about the money. It's about them being generous.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
You got it?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Very enlightening.
We'd love
thank
to hear
you
from
so
you
much.
Again as you progress through your rebirth year. So give us a call a month.
I'll call you back, and thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Have a nice night, Eva.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was so much fun. I like Ace of Diamonds because they're my moon card, and I'm an Ace of Diamonds, too. Anyway, that concludes our show tonight, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Tonight we're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy this mystical chant from ancient India, which has such a powerful effect. If you listen carefully, it'll bring you right into the now. Hope you enjoy it. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next week, same time. Have a wonderful week. Good night.
Om Purvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayah Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayah Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayah Om
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.